God bless the USA. I know it's a term I know everyone's saying that's not the best way to say it, I guess. I know a weird way to put it. What happened last night, like I just said, let's be honest right now, everyone should have seen it coming. We live in a society that doesn't care. But before I get more into this, I'm going to first introduce our special guest. Not even special anymore. He's basically on here all the time. Carlos Valdez.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, get the clap, Ruben. Get the clap, Ruben. Don't get the clap. Not the actual clap. Overall, how you doing, man?
Pretty good, man. I'm sick, but I'm good.
Sick? Want to scoot that microphone up to you?
Yes, I do.
You're sick?
Yeah.
No, don't get near me.
You're already sick, man. It's okay. I heard
I'm not sick.
I heard you.
I'm sick of you.
I'm sick of that hat you have.
I'm sick of that hat you have. Yeah. I'm with Ruben on that one.
Whatever. We owe him a jersey, dude.
We do.
Go Dodgers.
Fuck the Dodgers.
Can you even say anything?
Hey, A's I can fan? Say a lot. I can say a lot because the A's didn't even end the postseason this season.
Can't even get into the club.
Hey, I don't care. I don't give a fuck. Because you know why? A's are still the best franchise ever.
Can they win?
I don't know about that.
In baseball.
Can they win?
They can win. They won three World
Series. Were they even over 500?
I don't know. I don't think so. Yeah. Hey, aside from that, Cowboys are 7-1 now.
Yeah, but no one cares about the Cowboys.
Yeah, we're playing your Steelers this Sunday.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
We're gonna see what's gonna happen. Cowboys gonna come out victorious. You wanna put another bet on that? Another jersey bet?
I don't really think I'm good at those bets anymore, man.
I'll put the bet.
I'm 0-2. Not right. On my part.
Alright, Ruben, if the Cowboys win, you're betting on the side of Carlos that he has to buy me a jersey.
Carlos, do you really want to make another bet with me?
Nah, not really. I'm like 0-4. Wait, 0-5. I'm gonna be 0-20 as far as I know.
I'm 0-2 on like bets, so you know I'm out. I'm out already. I got one with Ruben and one with one of my other buddies.
Nah, I'm pretty horrible at bets sometimes.
So wait, you don't know how to pick your team?
No, yeah. I do. I just pick my home team.
No casino.
You pick
for
Sacramento.
Us.
And you pick the A's.
Bitch, because I'm from Sacramento, and I'm practically from Oakland.
Respect, dude.
Oh, so you were part of that people that went out on the streets and destroyed the streets over there in Oakland?
For when?
Last night?
Oh, no, that was not part of that.
You did say that you're almost far from Oakland.
Practically from Oakland.
When?
Like 2 hours away, right?
Yeah, like about 2 hours. Yeah, because exactly like how I'm from LA.
Nah, I was born. I could show you my.
You lived in LA for like 7 days.
7 years?
7 days.
Years?
Days.
Years?
Right, Carlos. He's from LA too. Carlos is from LA too. He lives 6 hours north.
He's from
6 days.
6 hours. 6 days.
Yeah, I would say I was from LA too if I was from Sac, you know.
I'm not from Sac, from Roseville. Proud.
Even worse.
Beautiful women.
Whatever. Some
white girls.
You can hate on all the country white girls, I don't care.
You wanna see country?
I do want a country white girl though.
We're right here in Rolinda. That's country.
But really more like a hick country.
It's so
like
country.
I'll date my daughter or something. You know, something like that. You know, that guy's that kind of country.
I don't know. I'm not from real.
The kind of country that Carlos is from is like the country guys that drive BMWs, and they say they're country.
No, they got big ass trucks, like nice ass trucks. Not even like country.
I haven't seen any
trucks. The only time I see someone driving a truck in Roseville area is like when either a work for someone like for their company or a Mexican.
A Mexican working in Roseville.
you gotta wait for the ones in like high school. Dude, those are the ones that have the big ass trucks.
I think I went a couple times to like Roseville to play for basketball.
Not Roseville. Not actual Roseville High School.
Okay, my bad. Exactly. I've never been to Roseville High School. Have you been to Roseville High School?
I've been to Oakmont.
Completely different, dude. That's the ghetto. That's the ghetto school from like the Roseville area.
I went to Wood Creek.
Shout out.
Once. Yeah, no, yeah. We'll call the. But let's get into today's subject a little more. Obviously, we seen what happened last night.
Yeah.
We obviously know about the anger everyone has towards this.
The disappointment.
What do you think about what happened yesterday?
Man, dude, I can't even say much just because I didn't actually see, like, the final results. I just went on social media and I found out from there. Mm-hmm. After that, I just kind of turned off my phone and went to bed because I was like, I mean, in a way, I was disappointed because, you know, it just makes me feel how, you know, how ignorant a lot of people are in the United States. Like, what was that? What was the gorilla's name again?
Oh, Harambe.
Yeah.
Harambe got votes.
That fool got votes, dude. Like, come on, man.
A dead,
like,
gorilla, yeah, got votes.
Did he get more votes than Gary Johnson?
You know, I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, I mean...
what was the fourth candidate?
Jill Stein, from the Green Party.
Yeah, he showed up like 10 votes.
I didn't even know that person existed, dude, and I voted, so... Yeah, but I mean, in general, man, I don't know, just a lot of disappointment, you know? Like... There's a lot of people who were, like, at least just hoping for Hillary because, obviously, everybody wants change. They want supposedly positive change, but honestly, we don't know.
But like, this is what I ask a lot of people. You want change? Hillary Clinton was basically going to run the same government as Obama did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, everybody wants change, but, like, they're not really even thinking about change. They're just thinking about, like... the main subject of change, which is either race or, you know, sex or anything, mm-hmm. you know, like, they wanted the first woman president, right?
Mm-hmm. I think that just, like, the all that race and sex came about mostly because of Donald Trump saying it. Yeah. Because I feel like if you wouldn't have said anything, it wouldn't have been, like, a big topic in the race. Mm-hmm. So, kind of have to...
Luis finally decided to join us. Sorry to cut you off right there, Ruben. But Luis finally decided to join us. Well, he did not even tell me. I told him at 10.
Anyways, you were saying, Ruben, though?
Oh, yeah, but... No, but what you're saying is true. What you're saying, it definitely is true about... all this wasn't brought up until Trump.
Yeah. So, in a way, we actually have to... thank Donald Trump because we've seen a lot of how America really is, mm-hmm. that there is still racism going on even till this day, even mm-hmm. though a lot of people are like, nah, that's in the past, but no, mm-hmm. still alive nowadays.
Yeah, and a lot of people throw hate at Trump, mm-hmm. and, you know, like, I understand why, mm-hmm. but like Ruben's saying, man, like,
okay, and this is what I want to get to today, you know, just look at the fact that everyone hated him, but he still won. You know, Hillary didn't win the popular vote by much. She did not win it by much. And this goes to show people are not educated enough about all this stuff.
People just vote to vote, so mm-hmm. they could say they voted.
And you know the worst part about it? So let's put it like, all the people who voted for Harambe...
ignorant.
Those votes probably got moved over to Trump or Hillary. You know,
that makes sense.
You know, people want to be all funny and stuff when it comes to these elections, but now when we have a sociopath and fucking Donald Trump as our president, now people want to pay attention to politics.
People take it as a joke, man.
A year ago, what the fuck was everyone at on Trump?
Yeah.
They were just taking it as a joke.
Yeah. And it's funny because you could see everywhere on social media, even like, not just even social media, you can just see it by like celebrities and everything. Like, mm-hmm. a lot of people are disappointed, but like, they don't understand that, you know, the United States isn't just full of people who are actually take everything serious. Mm-hmm. Like over the years, everything, like I've said before, mm-hmm. Almost every podcast, dude, every generation just keeps getting worse. And, mm-hmm. you know, like, there has to be a change, but not honestly in leadership. It has to be in the generations of like what we have.
But it's like earlier I was speaking to my brother Javier, and he said, ask any millennial. Let's not go as far as this, but let's any millennial. A high percentage of everyone's not gonna be able to tell you who the fuck is a vice president, or who the hell is the Speaker of the House, or who's part of the Senate. Who no one knows about those stuff.
Yeah.
And those are the people that all of a sudden this morning walking to class, I hear everyone now part of politics. Everyone's now a politician.
That's just how it is, man.
And since day one on this podcast, I've been talking about the elections. I take my duty as an American citizen as you should take it, as an important thing of your life.
You use your freedom of speech like for actual reason. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't just say stupid shit.
Yeah, and I love that point you bring up about freedom of speech. Ask anyone about the ask anyone like, oh, do you know any of your amendments? Oh yeah, I know my First Amendment. Like, come on, please. Please, if you want to have a voice in politics, you better know what the hell you're talking about. Donald Trump just won this presidency, and he doesn't have a single day in as a senator, as a mayor, or anything. He is not involved in politics.
No politics.
That's why I'm somewhat excited to see what he does, because we finally have someone who's not your typical politician taking the seat of the White House.
Yeah, and you noticed it. I mean, like, I'm gonna bring back what like Ruben was saying before, dude. Like, honestly, man, like, if it really wasn't for like Trump, like, we wouldn't see the truth in like the nation. We wouldn't see the truth in like what he's saying. Like, yeah, half the things that he's saying is like half-assed, and you know, it sounds stupid. But if you really think about it, is it really that stupid? He's bringing out like
America's voice.
Yeah, like. America isn't the greatest, you know, nation, you know, obviously.
We said that on the podcast. Yeah,
exactly. Like, you know, it just keeps repeating. It keeps showing it every time. It's just like, yeah, if the Democrats would have won, what would have changed?
Nothing.
Nothing much. It was just going to be something with a mask. Like, somebody with a mask. We don't know what the fuck's behind there.
But okay, I'll ask you this. 8 years ago, when Hillary Clinton was running for her for the presidency,
was it 8 years? Was it 4 years?
When she was running against Obama for the primary? For the primaries, yeah.
Wow, I thought it was four.
Okay, no, 4 years ago. No, it was just like
McCain.
No, it wasn't McCain. That was Republican.
Oh, sorry.
No,
you're right.
Obama. I don't know who Obama ran against in 2012. It might have been Hillary, actually.
No, I think it was four years. Hillary and eight. I'm not sure who
was. Yeah, because I feel like it was like each presidency she started progressing. You know, like obviously she made it to like.
Wait, wasn't Hillary part of Obama's
administration?
Like, well, the
yeah,
first
after she had lost. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was probably 8 years ago. Yeah. And then I'm not sure who it was 4 years ago.
Well, okay. Let's just say this: when she ran for the presidency, her views changed, everybody. She did not have the same views that when she started off her first campaign.
Even before that, she changed. Like, okay. You see videos like before she even ran for presidency, she had way different views than now.
Mm-hmm. And who the fuck knows where we're on those emails? That's all I gotta say.
Shit, man, I didn't even know about anything until like I started seeing memes about it, man.
She sent a nudie to me.
She gave me several different poses.
Yeah, dude, she dabbed and she still lost, dude. Like, shit.
But I mean, people are counting out Trump, though. Just know that's her next president. Learn to deal with it or move to Canada
He's not our next president. He is our president.
He is our next president.
Not until January.
Yeah.
Not until January, but
still, man.
But just pay attention. Pay attention to everyone. A year ago was not a politician. No one gave a fuck about politics. You know what people cared more about a year ago?
Harambe.
No, Harambe was like a couple months ago.
Yeah.
A year ago, people didn't even care who the hell was running for president.
It's just like the World Cup.
Exactly.
Nobody cares. Nobody about cares it. Until it comes up.
Yeah. Nobody cares about soccer, dude, until the World Cup.
Yeah, exactly.
Up. Like the Women's World Cup. No one cares about it until it came up.
Oh, yeah, they won.
You know, like.
They actually didn't win this year?
Oh, yeah. They,
well, I mean, that one year.
Every, no, the USA Women's won this year.
No, they didn't.
The World Cup? They won it this past year?
No, it was last year.
Well, this past year, it, like, happened.
No, it didn't.
USA Women's team,
no,
yeah?
They
went on a whole parade about it.
Yeah, last year.
They didn't win this. They got eliminated.
Yeah, they did.
No, I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about the last World Cup.
Yeah, exactly. Are there for women's soccer? What the fuck's going on?
I'll look it up right now.
We're talking about the Women's World Cup.
Yeah.
We're not talking about the Olympics. Yeah. We're talking about the World Cup.
Did they?
The Olympics was this year, right?
The Olympics was this year. The Women's World Cup, the USA Women's team won.
Did it?
Because 8 years ago, or 9 years ago now, was when they got eliminated. They got beat out in a penalty shootout.
I think I'm thinking about the Olympics. Like.
Might be the Olympics because the Olympics, they did get taken out like right away.
They lost
in the Olympics.
In the World Cup in Canada for the women, that's the year they won, which was last year. What was it? 2015 was last year.
That's Japan, bro.
Watch, search up.
Yeah, they beat Japan 5-2.
Yeah. It was 5-2? Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
that was a closer game.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the World Cup. And they got eliminated for the Olympics. Yeah, def. Fuck.
Sweden, dude. Sweden took them out.
Sweden took
out Brazil. Sweden took out
the girls are just starting to get more impressive, though. I actually like enjoy watching the girls soccer, the women's soccer team. It's a little more impressive.
Are you just saying this because they're beautiful women running with the ball?
Kristen Press is soon to be my girlfriend.
Does she even
she
know
doesn't
you?
Know who she doesn't know it yet, but it's soon to happen. I'll tell you that much.
Luis is on his like fourth beer over here, and he still doesn't believe you, man.
What's up, Luis?
What did it do, bro?
Did you watch the election yesterday?
I was watching it at work, and then I kept up on it on my phone after work. I called my mom, told her she better get her license now before they abolish that shit. I'm just like, you better get your license like this month, mom, because fucking up. And what people don't understand about the whole thing is we have a thing called checks and balance.
Was he the runner?
No, I don't remember John Wolf.
I don't even know who that is.
That wasn't him, I don't think so.
No, it wasn't him.
Challengers.
You gotta log in, bro.
I could tell.
Like I was saying, people don't know the little thing about that's called check and balances. You know what that is, right?
Definitely.
It pretty much keeps the president in check. In other terms, it doesn't let the president do whatever the hell he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't know that when, let's say, a bill or anything goes through it, the president's not going to just fucking sign off of it right away. No, it goes through houses, goes through a system.
Mm-hmm.
And then president has the final say until finally, you know, maybe it becomes a law, maybe it becomes something. But if he goes on it and he says like, oh, I'm gonna make this law, they have people that can be like, no, you can't be doing that shit, what's wrong with you? Because
mm-hmm.
one people's not gonna run this a whole country. It's mm-hmm. a variety of people. That's why I was so disappointed when I heard about, you know, people voting for Harambe and all that shit, because they're just throwing their vote away.
Mm-hmm.
Like what was it,
even a vote for a third or fourth party candidate is worth it.
Like anything that's, you know, it'll get something else. Yeah, maybe you don't like the candidates, but it doesn't mean you can't vote for someone, you know, get the best out of the worst situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I saw the map.
Because United States was in a dilemma. United States was in a dilemma. Because we had to choose the best of the two worst options we had. Okay? And, like he said, one person doesn't run this whole country. Yeah, a president is a very powerful individual in his country, but just know, he himself does not run his fucking country.
Hey, man, he's just a face.
Mm-hmm. The House of Representatives, Congress, those other people check him. Supreme Court checks him.
Mm-hmm.
This is not going to be a country just run by, this is not going to be Hitler.
Yeah, so
of the 1930s. This is not going to be Germany in the 1930s. Please, if people are paranoid and wanting to move, I found it so stupid that people were looking up where they're going to houses in Canada.
Jobs in Canada.
Jobs
in,
like, come on. He can't come to your fucking house and kick you out of there. Yeah. That's literally close to impossible.
Hey, man.
Unless someone reports you.
Honestly, man, I don't even know if any of that stuff will happen.
No, or
like, I mean, you know, obviously I wouldn't hope that it would happen, but
so I know the Obamacare is going out.
Oh yeah! Oh, thank God.
Thank God! I hate paying $200 every fucking year for taxes, bro. And took away $200.
But Obamacare is going up. If Hillary would have came in the office, just last week, my mom was telling me how much her insurance doesn't go up. Her medical insurance doesn't go up. Almost $800 just for two people.
Fuck. And if you don't have it, they tax the shit out of you.
Exactly. And Obamacare was just tested out in Massachusetts. A one fucking state. And they did so well there. Well, you can't bank on the fuck what the hell's going on in one state. Massachusetts, yeah, they probably did good on it. But why don't you test it in California?
Naturally.
California has the biggest population in the United States. And you're fucking testing in Massachusetts? Obviously, there's going to be wrinkles at every single plan. Just how there's going to be wrinkles in Trump's plan. But if you listen closely to his speech yesterday after he had won the presidency, he didn't mention anything about building the wall. He didn't mention anything about immigration. He kept saying, us Americans need to come together and make a stronger government.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully he actually goes through with what he's saying.
Exactly.
I mean, because half the things that every president says, dude, they're never even like... complete, and it's just like bullshit. Talk. It's all shit coming out of their mouth, right?
And why are people more scared now? Because everyone used to say that, like, oh, they promised this and they never deliver on it. They promised this. Why are people so scared now about Trump?
Because he's been
about politics.
They don't know exactly. Thank you, Ruben. Thank you.
I don't even know about politics, but I know that.
Like, dude, like, come on. Well, why does it matter today?
Because nobody likes Donald Trump.
Only reason why.
Say, Simpsons predicted it, though.
What?
Simpsons predicted it, though.
The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Like, accurately, too.
It's you saw that, too? It was crazy. Like, they showed a little video mm-hmm. from The Simpsons, and then now, mm-hmm. fucking, you see Trump waving down, going down the stairs. Mm-hmm. He does the same freaking gestures. He waves and puts his thumb up.
That a boy.
And then a guy in the background drops his poster to the letter. Everything was accurate, and that was back in 2000.
Each state,
and then they have the coloring. Color, you know how like everything, exactly.
Yeah, it's completely accurate.
Everything's completely accurate. It's fucking crazy. Just
they might have predicted it.
I wouldn't doubt it, bro.
Might have changed the picture a bit.
But a lot of people did want Trump to run a while ago. You know, Trump has always like hinted, like always hinted at the fact that he wanted to run, but he never went through with it until this whole election.
Well, this was a good time to run. Mm-hmm. I mean, going against Obama.
Competition.
Yeah, going against Obama, that would have been bad. He would have been knocked out like mm-hmm. pretty.
But right away. Hillary, as corrupt as you know, what's crazy? I find that this is. Looking back on it, my first political science teacher I had in college, she said, Hillary's going to run for president, and I feel something's going to hold her back from the people. She's going to do something that the Clintons are like, basically, you're just waiting for Clinton to do. And she didn't say that it was going to be like an email scandal or anything or anything about that, but
just had a hint of it. Like
she said the Clintons are always in a corrupt system.
Yeah, they are.
So I was really about to go find my professor yesterday, and like, God, like, who the fuck are you? Who are you working for right now?
No, like, you know the worst part about the whole Trump thing and everything is that we as people pretty much put it on ourselves. We were the ones that every fucking day, we put it on media, don't vote for Trump. We put his face out there everywhere, all over the internet, all over the radio. We just mentioned his name. That's the worst part. That gave people the idea. We ourselves gave Trump free advertisement.
You know what? Trump himself probably didn't even have to advertise himself because all he had to do was go on one media station and say something stupid.
Yeah, and then...
And boom, this will end up on CNN, Fox, MSNBC, fucking Comedy Central, HBO. You mention it, it'll probably even be on Disney Channel.
He was on everywhere. Like, it's crazy how every single little thing, he was there. And it's, you know, our fault as people just fucking encouraging the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe we're saying such bad things on social media, but we were giving his face. Mm-hmm. We were putting his face out there. We were putting his voice out there.
Wasn't it easy? He said,
all publicity is good publicity?
Before blaming Trump for the whole thing or other people, how about you put yourself out there? Who was the one that put pictures on? Who was the one that put his face in your freaking social feed?
Wait, I have something to say. Luis, you look like a total Trump supporter right now with those two beers. Especially with the
Budweiser Coors Light.
Bro, that's the only thing that's in the fridge.
Let's say this. Do you know why Trump won this election?
Because he grabbed women by the pussy.
Not just that. He probably,
I just feel like it's because everybody took it as a joke.
No, he campaigned way much harder than Hillary. He campaigned way harder than
He
was in inner cities talking to the kids in those cities. He was in areas where no one else would go to. He definitely has way more money than Hillary, mm-hmm. but he uses money wisely, and look what happened.
Not too wisely, at the same time. I'm just putting it out there.
But generally, he uses money towards a benefit to himself, and he says, you know what? Hillary's homesick today, but I'm gonna go to this inner city over here and go get votes over here.
So I mean, I felt like the Trump followers were like more into the election, like they're more energized. Like the Hillary, she didn't really give them energy like to go out and vote. Mm-hmm. Some supporters were there, like I don't know, felt like they were more out there.
Mm-hmm. And Obama didn't recently start endorsing Hillary until like so late
because he didn't believe in either candidate.
because obviously he wanted to keep a Democrat in the office.
Yeah, the only reason because he didn't believe in the views of each candidate. The only reason.
Well, obviously, look, I don't believe in a lot of views. I don't believe in a lot of people's views either. Holy shit!
Oh shit! I thought that was a fucking monkey.
Bigfoot out there, J-Rod. Yeah, but look, I don't agree with a lot of people's ideals. Like, look, I have my ideals like on certain religions, and people have certain ideals on like my religion. You know, there's a lot of certain stuff. You know, like I don't consider myself Jewish. I don't consider myself anything. But I respect their ideals. Just how I don't consider myself a Republican, but I respect the ideals of a Republican. You know,
to some extent.
But this is one thing people need to realize. The Republican Party is also what happens every 10, 15, or even 20 years. They're going through a major de-alignment. Mm-hmm. The Republican Party is as separated as you could possibly say. Exactly why I'm saying when midterm elections come along, we're going to get a whole new office in there. Because we have liberal Republicans, we have conservative Republicans, we have centrist Republicans, we have a slightly left-wing Republicans. You know, we have several different Republicans that all have different point of views. And even before, once Bush was coming out of office, it was already starting to become like a lot. Republican Party starting to become as separate as he possibly can say.
Yeah. Well, Trump wasn't even a Republican, was he?
He might have been declared as an independent first, but he was. But he ran as a Republican.
More support.
It was the exact same thing as Bernie Sanders did.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders is an independent, but he hinged on the Democrats to try to get up there. But this is why, you know, Hillary got rid of Bernie Sanders in such a smart way, like he wasn't even there.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, like everybody just forgot about him.
Yeah, dude, he disappeared so quickly.
And if people want to do that with Trump, they shouldn't have posted anything on social media. He didn't care what, if you put up a picture of him like wrestling Harambe or something like that. You never
know. Hey man, but if you think about it, like, how famous is Donald Trump? He's everywhere. He's been everywhere. He's done like fucked up shit. Mm-hmm. Like, he's put himself out there all the time.
It's because he has shows. He has, you know, the Celebrity Apprentice and all that crap. Mm-hmm. Like that. No, so yeah, he knows.
He was on the WWE at one point.
Yeah, he knows how to work media. That thing, that's the thing about Trump. That's how, you know, he could say a lot of stupid shit, but he does it, you know, smart way. Like,
hey, man, what is he? Mm-hmm. What is he?
Businessman.
Exactly.
Businessman. Yeah, that's the thing.
He knows what he's doing when it comes to any type of media, when it comes to, like, anything being charged to mm-hmm. be out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's what business people do.
Mm-hmm. That's why, you know, he was everywhere.
He wasn't even a politician. He was a businessman.
Yeah, man.
He didn't even say how he was going to do things. He just... try the right things.
That's exactly what President Buchanan does. You know, oh, we have a plan. We have a plan for this. We have a plan and blah, blah, blah. But generally, do you really think they're really putting in time for a plan right now at the time of an election?
Fuck no. They're too worried about being elected.
Yeah. They're too worried about campaigning. They're too worried about, damn, I need to go to Georgia. I need to go to, let's say, Sacramento, because we're here in Sacramento. But, like, so many different places that... Yeah, I'll get another one, please.
Yeah, like, they think about, like, what's one thing that I could probably say in a speech and maybe I can accomplish it. Uh-huh. You know, you gotta work the crowd. What's the best thing that I could tell them, the whole everybody, that possibly can be done? You know, it may be impossible, but at the same time, possible. And it gets the people going.
And remember, Donald Trump said all the stuff about Mexicans and stuff like that. He said that all for the primary elections to get so he could represent the Republicans. Remember, there are the Tea Party, which is the conservative or the conservatives of the Republican Party. Those are the guys that have races written all over them.
Yeah.
And
by power.
So he needed to get... This is the exact reason why the Speaker of the House before Paul Ryan came in, this is exactly why he was taken out by the Tea Party, basically. They told him so much stuff, they shunned him, and they took him out of it because he wasn't too conservative enough as a Republican, which is why Donald Trump needed to find a way to get endorsed by, not endorsed, but to get their vote.
To support,
pretty much. Yeah, man, I mean, I feel like since he took a racial approach to it, like, that was a spark. Mm-hmm. That was literally just a spark. Mm-hmm. And he let everybody else do the rest.
And I know people are going to hate me so much for what I say right now, but yesterday when he came out to give a speech, he actually looked like a human being, you know? He was speaking like he was, like, he's an American, you know?
I mean, he told about the Clinton campaign. Mm-hmm. He told him, with all due respect, it was a great mm-hmm. run. And, you know, he actually gave a heartfelt speech towards the Clinton campaign. Mm-hmm. He wasn't hateful about it. He wasn't, you know, be like, oh, you know, fuck you or anything like
even
that.
Even after Hillary had said she was not going to speak last night.
Yeah.
He still came out there and said, look, it's like two boxers. It's like two MMA fighters, you know. Unless they completely hate each other, after a fight, you know, like, yo, good match.
Yeah.
Look at, what's his face? The MMA fighter. Yeah, fight this week.
Oh, Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor.
Yeah, when he said, I'm humbled in victory and in defeat. Right?
I mean, that's how it should be.
But like, yesterday in his speech, I said he didn't say anything about building a wall. He didn't say anything about, oh, the first thing I do when I get in the office, I'm gonna start building that wall, and I'm gonna get all the rapists and blah, blah, blah out of here.
Yeah.
No, you know what he said? He said, us and Americans need to come together and make a strong government.
But you just gotta wait and see. What, like, that's what people don't understand. Like, give the man a chance.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm gonna give him a chance. You know what? I'm aside from the fact that we need to give him a chance.
What you mean? Well, yeah, no, say.
I'm being forced into it, but you know.
But give him a chance. You know, we gave Obama a chance.
Yeah, people thought it was going to be like, yeah. Oh, you know?
We're not going to agree with his ideas. Just like a lot of people don't agree. Like Ruben said, we're going to give some of a chance. But a lot of people didn't agree with Obama stuff. I was like a moderate Obama supporter. Didn't agree with a lot of his views. But I respected him since he was our president. And yeah, And remember this, Obama was the one president who has deported
more,
yeah, more immigrants than any other president, more than Bush. He did it in a, he's a silent killer.
Let that sink in. Let that sink in.
And no one realized that. You know why? Because Obama was so out there for the community.
He knows how to speak.
Yeah, you know.
He knows how to speak to people.
And
takes those long pauses.
He's such a politician.
Yeah, exactly. So now, what do we have? We have a businessman in office. Let's see how that works out.
Let's see if, you know, anybody gets shot in the next 4 years.
And you know, I listened to a podcast the other day as well, and
they podcast?
Were. It was the Ari Shafir podcast. I don't even listen to that. Shark Tank or something.
No, I haven't.
It's a pretty good.
Either listen to our podcast or don't listen to any podcast. Carlos.
Well, mean. They were talking about, okay, possibly, I'm not saying this is true, but do you think Obama was so soft that the country, like, okay, let's put it this way. A principal at a high school we have a soft principal at a high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you see more? More fights, right? Possibly more fights, right?
Possibly.
Because, yeah. Oh, you know what? More, I'm not going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
I'm probably not getting in trouble. Someone was like, do you feel that Obama was probably too soft?
I don't think so either. I think he was moderate.
He wasn't
too soft as a president.
Well, what I was hearing yesterday, I think his presidency, I think the crime rate went actually down,
mm-hmm,
from probably the Bush or whatever.
And he pardoned a bunch of people that were on death row.
Mm-hmm.
I think he actually did a lot for people.
But we did have a lot more shootings in the room, like major shootings. Crime rate might have gone down, but we had more of these issues going on in the country.
That's true. But that's so you can't really stop that.
Yeah, like
that's not his fault.
No, like, I'm just saying this is an idea that someone put out.
Yeah, there. I don't really believe in that idea, to be honest.
So would you have a war against ISIS, or what are you trying to say by that?
I think Trump really is going to do something about ISIS. I really do think he's going to do more than Obama
did.
So
you think we're going to go to war?
Possibly not. Possibly we are going to go into war.
I feel like that would probably be like the only.
But it's not going to be a war as big as you think.
I mean,
because remember, France wants to get rid of ISIS. Russia wants to get rid of ISIS.
Well, it's because it's not just in the U.S.
Exactly, because remember, they're doing this in Europe. So that's not, like, it's not going. We're going to get support from a lot of people, and Obama was the one who's trying to act as liberal as I guess you could probably say.
He likes to keep peace.
Yeah, and remember, and right now,
shit, dude. This is last year. Like this, all this shit started piling up in 1 year. Like you gotta understand. Like
he's getting senioritis. What is it?
Senioritis. It's like, fuck it.
I'm out. Dude, like what he had 2 terms, dude. Like and all the bad shit's happening in 1 year. Like
give the guy a break.
Like after a while, dude. Shit. Dude, 8 years.
I picture Obama right now. Fucking shit up with Michelle Obama in that presidential bed as hard as possible.
Obama
right now.
2020.
She is actually not that bad.
Dude, our new first lady is pretty bad too.
I'd rather
Donald
have
Trump's wife.
Was it Melania?
Something like that.
I'd rather have the daughter though.
Oh my god,
yeah, the daughter's fucking.
No,
bad.
No, no,
no.
The
first little lady.
The vice president's son's fiance. Woo! I was about to put her on.
Was she right?
Yeah, she was next. She's wearing a blue dress.
Oh shit!
Blonde hair, blue dress.
Okay.
Dude, I was about to pause.
All of them were blonde, Carlos.
No,
only with the vice president that came out. The only one that came out, the vice president.
She was pretty bad, dude.
She was bad. Search her ass.
She was pretty bad.
I have no say in this just because I didn't watch it, man.
I was like, oh, dude,
I'm about to pause it and go to the bathroom and have like a 5 minutes in heaven, you know?
Nigga, or maybe seven.
Or four.
It's seven.
No, dude, like, I'm telling you, but she's pretty bad.
Wait,
I,
you know her name?
No.
Just put Vice President's, was it, fiance's daughter? Or fiance's...
Fiance's, I know.
Son's fiance.
Yeah,
my bad. Mix him up.
Jesus, man.
My bad. Mix him up. Shit.
Damn.
No,
I'm
saying,
yeah, take the beer away from him.
Drunk Luis. I'm not even criticizing Luis.
Drunk Luis.
I'm done with both of them anyway. Take this one.
You're in the market.
But in these times, man, I mean, it's. I'm not scared that Trump's president. I'm scared of people, how people are reacting.
I mean, there's riots world nationwide right now. There's people. Cuba. I don't know if you heard about this, but Cuba did a test run with his troops because right after they found out that Trump won, I forgot his first name, Castro, but you know the Castro, not Fidel. But he ordered his troops to do like a little, I don't know how you say it, like
walk around.
Yeah, like a walk around, like something like that. Right after Trump won, because he's legitimately like scared that, not scared per se, but more of a like a warning, like damn. Because what does Trump want from Cuba? Cuba, he wants them to be more, let's say like a little less communist type of thing. He wants them to be more more open with the U.S. And what this Cuba's gonna say no to that? Why? Because Cuba's more like a communist. Yeah,
yeah, her. Yeah, there you go.
Dude. She is, damn. But yeah, and then you know that's gonna create a problem with Cuba and USA.
Wait, was it Melanie or whatever name? Wasn't she in a Playboy magazine?
Was she?
I don't know. She was in some sort of magazine.
Man, she is, dude. I'm
about to grab me some of that.
She was in some.
Kind of hoping. I'm kind of hoping Trump comes visit me. Bring her along,
Mrs. Trump.
Mrs. Trump was good.
That's our his daughter, right?
I think so.
Yeah, that is.
Let me see.
The one on the to his left side. To his left side, all right. But one thing that I know for a fact that Trump's gonna bring is gonna bring the international market is just gonna go down. Overall, I mean, the peso has a.
Didn't you hear like the stock market like kind of?
It went
like,
down 200 points and then went back up 400 points. Yeah, it was crazy. People became rich overnight.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's crazy, but I know for a fact he's gonna go down.
Well, I don't know if you guys have been hearing. Throughout the day, I guess there have been protests in many universities.
Yeah, Berkeley went in a walkout. They walked out of classrooms right after they heard.
Really?
Yeah, they.
What the fuck? Come on, man.
With their professors.
What are they gonna do?
They walked out.
Jesus Christ! Stop.
Sac State walked out. So a lot of people walked out. Massachusetts walked out.
I didn't see anybody walk out from Sac State.
Yeah, there was supposedly a protest over there in Sac State. A lot of people were holding up signs and billboards and all that about fuck Trump and all this stuff, type of stuff. Massachusetts did the same thing.
Oakland
did the same thing. Berkeley, like I said, UCLA did the same thing, and et cetera. A lot of just been nationwide everywhere. People just been going out protesting that supposedly fuck Trump, fuck the racist. He will never be. Right. He's not my president. Type of stuff. It's just becoming insane.
I'm like, about to say all the way to the right.
No. Oh my bad.
And, people have been like they actually started a little.
It's pretty bad.
They started trying to get signatures to impeach him.
Like, but impeach him for what?
Exactly.
What has he done? Yeah. He hasn't done anything. let him. Oh my.
Carlos, relax. Relax.
No, hey, what? I get it.
Why, okay. Why are they protesting?
Because he's alive. No.
I wouldn't doubt it. Like, people are just so stupid. They won't let anybody chance.
Tell me. What are they going to do with the protest?
Hey man, that's
freedom
of
speech.
That's just
it's man, he's speech, got a man. Point.
Jesus
just
Christ.
Just the same way that you're getting like irritated about like what you're hearing, like you're just irritated about knowing that the person that they you know, everybody's just being sore losers, you know?
Everybody just has a different reaction to
okay. But I definitely want to say this. Luis, another beer there, sir? Yes. There you go. Hey,
grab a drink. Grab a mango juice. That's way too many beers.
But, okay. Let's... Well, let's put this in perspective. Everyone who walked out of their classes today, you think they cared about politics?
No, I feel like they just want to get out of class.
I mean, that's what I would walk out of class.
I would have done the same thing.
I remember back in 2007 or 8, I want to say, there was something going on about like immigration and stuff like that. And I remember there was kids in high school at the time. Oh, no, I was in your high, but my brothers were telling me that there's kids in their class and stuff. There were Mexicans walking out.
I wore a white t-shirt and I left. Yeah.
Wait, what?
I did it.
You did it?
Hey, man. Oh, I did it. So
you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, man. It happened. Like,
this is what I'm talking about.
People do that.
Hey. This is why Colin Kaepernick is kneeling.
Dude.
Gotta get out of that game.
Think about it, man.
He knows they're losing.
Dude, think about it. Like, think about it. Like,
7-1.
Anybody's gonna take anything as an excuse to get out.
Class.
Of anything.
Mm-hmm. True that.
Anything that involves hard work.
There's less leaders than followers. Mm-hmm. Obviously, when that shit's going on, obviously everybody's gonna start leaving, man. So I mean, like, in a way, like, shit, man, I don't even know. Like, I was a kid. All I heard was somebody tell me, "We're a white." Yeah, dude. I was in, like, I think it was like a freshman, maybe a freshman, or I was in eighth grade. Like, somebody told me. I don't know if it was my parents or if it was like you know, the media does a lot. They scare a lot of certain types of people. And obviously, like, it's just weird. Like, I was a kid. I didn't know what I was doing. But, you know, they were just like, wear a white t-shirt. Support, you know, support your race. And I was just like.
But I feel like at Orlando, a lot of people, a lot of the ones that walked out were actually cholos. Because that was a big part of Orlando.
You mean posers?
Somewhat.
Well, a lot of them were kind of like, just like, oh, I'm gang life, whatever. But
this is Luis Valdez speaking right here.
Yeah. Preach it, Luis. Preach it.
Yeah. Am I wrong, though?
You're always wrong,
Luis. No. I think you do have a point. It might be some people that are.
But then I'm not trying to figure out who's a poser and who's a real deal.
Well, I mean, we're calling people posers. And anyone who's out there
protesting
for Trump to get impeached when he has not. Words are words.
No, like the worst part.
Actions speak louder than words.
Like, probably, like, I'm just gonna throw out a number, probably like 60%. Of the United States.
60%, and that's 100% bullshit, right?
Pretty much, but
I always say that.
But like, they don't know that Trump isn't gonna go to office the next day. Like, a lot of people don't know that he doesn't come into office till January, and that's what people don't understand. Like, oh shit, I'm gonna get fucking evicted from the United States the next day. Like, no, you don't have to worry about it. January is the day when he finally comes into office. People don't know that. Every president has to wait. You just don't fucking get voted and the next day you're in the White House already. Like, come on, man. If you actually listen and search and actually look up what it is, you know, to be president, how it runs, how it works, how everything goes by, you would actually educate yourself and actually know what the hell you're talking about, and you won't have to escalate this whole thing out of proportion more.
Preach
than
that shit. Preach that shit.
I was.
Oh, were you done?
I'm done.
I'm sorry. No, it's true. No,
Luis out.
No, it is true. Everything you're saying is true. Definitely agree with everything. But
thank you.
You're allowed to keep drinking more.
You're allowed to get. It seems like you're like the movie How High. You get smarter when you get drunk.
It's called How Drunk, bro.
How Drunk. No, it's Dude Drunk. But I mean,
my man.
When you think about it, just think about it.
He's the president.
When you think about it, just think about it.
I mean,
All right, thinking.
Anyway,
go.
What I'm trying to say is that he's already president. Uh-huh. Here he got chosen. Okay, whatever, man. Sorry, maybe I need a beer. Anyways, he's there already. You know, maybe it's not what the people wanted.
Maybe,
but he's there.
The whole middle of the United States begs to differ, bro.
Not really.
The central U.S. voted for Trump.
Oh, I thought you said I didn't vote for
No, I can't vote either way, bro.
I didn't point that out. That was all you.
These next couple of weeks are just going to be chaos just because nobody's going to want to accept it. But
like shit, man, this is the United States.
Like, everybody has freedom of speech. They can say whatever they want to do. They can do whatever they want to do.
Except pauses.
Anyways, though, but like, you know, shit, we just have to wait it out now. We just gotta see and wait. We can't do nothing, man. Like,
yeah, we'll sit and wait. And it frustrates me every single... This whole day was so frustrating to me, to be honest with you. Yesterday was like, okay, yeah, people, they're trying to get everyone to go vote. I'm a preacher to them. I'm like, yeah, everyone should vote. If you don't want to vote, okay, I respect it. I respect it. No, I definitely respect it. If you don't want to vote, because at least you're not putting in a vote for fucking Harambe.
Hey, but Harambe was God, bro. No, you know what, like, really gets me angry?
What?
Like, seriously, when people have so much shit to say, like, oh, fuck this motherfucker Trump, fuck Hillary, whatever. And I'm like, oh, who did you vote for? Oh, you know, I didn't vote.
Okay, wait.
So you're telling me you had the opportunity to vote and make a difference, and you chose not to do anything.
And you know who the fuck did that?
Who?
Colin Kaepernick. That motherfucker did not go vote.
Oh my God.
And he was a social activist for I don't know fucking how.
Why are you screaming? Relax.
Okay. Relax. Okay. I sat here.
I guess you did have a bad day, man.
No, but like, I hate it.
I didn't let any of this faze me, dude.
It just pisses me off because, like, other people, you know, that actually it affects people. It affects other people and they can't do anything about it. They can't vote or do anything about it. And when someone has the opportunity, has a privilege to actually vote for something, to make a difference, they don't do anything about it, and they make such a big deal out of it. It just makes me so mad.
And after he came out in an interview and said, oh yeah, you know, right now we're dealing with a liar and a racist. Oh my God, bro.
You had no room to talk if you didn't try to make a difference. I don't give a shit if you voted for Harambe. I really don't give a shit, but at least that person voted. Like, it just gets me so mad.
His whole campaign about, you know, about police brutality and all that stuff, to me, it's out the fucking window, to be honest with you.
I don't even talk about it.
He has nothing to say. He has nothing to say anymore. You know why? Because he didn't go vote to make a change. And he said, oh, there has to be change to come. You know what brings change? A vote. That's what brings change.
That's just maybe he was just like Trump. He wanted his name out there.
Possibly, since he was fucking, he was sucking it up probably with men and with the Niners.
No. The whole Niners team was
kind of sucks.
It frustrates me to sit here today and have to talk about these. These people who say, oh, I'm hella mad that Trump won. Motherfucker, did you vote? Like, Colin Kaepernick. Oh, we're dealing with two evil people in the office. Did you fucking vote?
Oh, I believe that you know, they were bad freaking candidates, so I didn't vote. Like, who gives a shit, dude?
And this is what I come to the conclusion to before we end this whole podcast today. People, this is how you know someone doesn't know politics. When you said, you know what? I don't want to vote for either of them because they're both the same. Explain it to me, please. Why are they the same? They are not the same.
They're bad choices.
That's all you want to say? That's bad choices, right? That's
actually, look,
Hillary Clinton has different views than Donald Trump. They're not the same thing. They're the same evil person to assign as president. But we had to choose. We had to choose out of the two.
Yeah, I mean,
but they're not the same.
Try to choose the best out of the worst situation.
Jesus Christ, man!
I looked at the whole electoral candidate and all that. Mm-hmm. Whoever elected, oh my God, like, so many people that had the right to vote, it was like I think it was like 10% of the United States voted for someone else, and then, you know, the rest voted for either Hillary or Trump. Mm-hmm. And then it was about 40% of eligible voters did not vote. 40%, dude. That's almost half this country, and they could not fucking vote.
I didn't vote.
Why the fuck didn't you vote?
Well, am I complaining about either candidate? Hey, man,
no. We're not.
It's a choice, like
exactly. Yeah. But we're not talking about the people who didn't vote. We're talking about the people who want to talk about politics today, who are angry that Donald Trump won and did not vote. We're not talking about there are certain people like Ruben who didn't decide not to vote, but they are not vocal about it.
That's true.
You know, Colin Kaepernick just shut his mouth and didn't say shit. Did you vote? It's up to me. It's only up to me to know. But no, he needs that publicity. Just how people want to be like, oh, the center of attention. The first time I went on Twitter in 2 weeks to look up what people are putting on yesterday.
Trump.
And I'm telling you, out of nowhere, people are politicians.
I seen what you tweeted.
Oh, you seen that? Oh my god. So I was having a lot of laughs yesterday off of Bullying Pupuleto. Do you follow his page on Twitter?
Which one?
Bullying Futbolero.
No, I haven't followed that page.
What?
You can't. That's illegal.
What?
They're illegal.
They're illegal.
We don't accept illegals here in America.
Shut the hell up.
Make America great again.
Look, he put up
no some, comment.
He put up some funny ass shit yesterday. Let me see if I can find that.
Just go to search.
I'm just trying to find his little funny ass picture he put up yesterday.
Can you see what you tweeted?
Yeah, can you just
no, but it's a different like yeah, va a irte a dormir, empezamos a echar.
Oh my god.
Oh man. I remember my dad when I was younger. Yeah, I thought me tomorrow we need to wake up early.
Look what he said. Hillary solo necesita que Cruz Azul califique a la liga para ganar la selección.
Wait. Okay, well, for people that don't speak Spanish, it says Hillary only needs that Cruz Azul soccer team, Mexican league,
bad
qualifies
luck
for the league to win the fucking the selection.
Did you guys, I don't know if you guys seen the memes where they're putting Cruz Azul jerseys on Donald Trump so he could lose?
Yeah, I saw that. I was showing my girlfriend's brother-in-law. Mm. He's a big-ass Cruz Azul fan. Oh, yeah. He just looked away. I'm like, that's right. That's right.
I want to show you guys what I retweeted yesterday. It's pretty funny stuff. Who choked worse? Warriors, Hillary, or Monica Lewinsky? You know who Monica Lewinsky is?
The
bitch that Bill Clinton was cheating on Hillary with.
What I mean about that.
Wait, what, she was in novellas, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So she's Russian or something, right?
Yeah.
But she speaks pretty good Spanish.
Oh my god. That was like the highlight of yesterday. Why are you trying to throw stuff in my... You know what? This is a sign that we should probably get off the podcast now. We are hungry and we are... trying to get something more to drink. So
I'm good.
I hope everyone enjoyed this podcast, and I'm sorry for if I got worked up. It's just I take pride in being American. I take pride in
you couldn't stop screaming, Carlos.
I take pride in talking about people's stupidity when it comes to all this kind of stuff. And I'm Carlos, thank you for being on here today.
Thanks, man.
Wait, no. Thank you, Luis.
Oh, Luis, thank you for being here. Since he's barely here now.
Almost any time, bro.
He's barely here now.
Thanks for our special guest, Luis Valdez, over here.
All right, it's time to end, guys.
All right, you guys. Have a good one.